Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture, analyzing Monday's markets, which sure had a case of the Mondays. Randy Martinson, which of the three had the best day?
You know, wheat had the best day, while Minneapolis, it held on to its gains throughout most of the day. We did see the winter wheat contract kind of give and take a little bit, but corn kind of gave and take a little bit, and so did soybeans. But we are going to finish with really good gains in the wheat and not bad in corn and soybeans. I think that, and then the fact that this market's been beat up so bad, and it really had gotten hit hard last week with, you know, probably not for the right reasons, but we just kind of, I think, saw some technical buying step in today.
Jack Scoville of the Price Futures Group saw it from a different perspective.
I'm kind of discounting the spreads a little bit. Okay. They were working, the bull spreads were working last week, and looks like we gave a little of it back, but most of the action seems to be in the December for some reason, because that's where the planning is going on, and people are concentrating on that. And so I think if we do continue higher, the spreads might continue to be a little bit weaker in through here. That really shouldn't be fundamentally, because that's the demand is all in the July. But it seems like the trading interest has shifted from the speculator, has shifted over to December a little bit more.
Jack Scoville on AgriTalk yesterday. Also on AgriTalk, from Advanced Trading, Brian Basting.
My heart goes out to those Southern Illinois, parts of Missouri, Southern Indiana, Delta, Mid-South. It's just been a really rough go the last month. Some of them haven't even turned a wheel yet, and then it's getting pretty late once you get past Memorial Day to plant corn. Let's see how much weather we do get the next couple of days. Maybe we won't get deluge, or those folks won't get deluged by rain, which at this time of year would be good, obviously. And maybe they can give a last shot at getting some of that in the ground before we get into prevent plant time. But for the moment, yes, I do like 95.3. I still think there's an outside shot. We could be a little bit higher than that. So many things have to line up. And one of them that has to line up is you have to get time in planting and getting good stands. And we've lost that for some of the acreage. Yeah. Having said that, we look at the heavyweights, as it were, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Nebraska, Minnesota, a mixed bag within some of those states, but nevertheless, I think still close to, if not full potential, amongst all those states looking at yield potential here for this fall. Truly a mixed bag, and you know this far better than me, but I believe far western Iowa was a bit dry than recently, at least some of those sections were. I have a contact in southeast Iowa who struggled to get his corn planted there back in April. I think he finally got started the first part of May. So it's really been a mixed bag for the entire state. I think the market is in the same boat as a lot of us are, to just have so much uncertainty out there. To ride this market much further at this point would be a little bit ill-advised, considering we've got all these potential trade deals in the background. We've got a full growing season ahead of us, yet we've got uncertainty about what's going to happen in Ukraine. We've got uncertainty about what's going to happen with China. So many uncertainties out there. Strength of the dollar, the economy, U.S. economy. I just think it was too early a little bit to keep pressing this market this time. I think as we go forward, I could build a very bullish case for any of these crops. I could build a very bearish case for any of these crops. So how's that for straddling the fence on a Monday afternoon? But seriously, I think we've got so many moving pieces in these markets. Trade, we've got weather in the U.S. We've got weather in the Black Sea. We've got weather in China. All these moving pieces, and that's barely scratching the surface. We can talk about the funds. We can talk about the economy. So many other things we can talk about. But the point is, I can see wide swings in these markets based on what could happen over the next 90 days, 90 to 120 days.
Brian Basting, Advanced Trading on AgriTalk yesterday. All right, it's time to check the weather forecast. A soggy day on the way. Let's get to it on Inside Agriculture.